and a very pleasant good morning to you. How blessed we are to still be on this side of eternity with time and opportunity to serve the Lord, to do His will, to make our calling and election sure. I express my sincere appreciation for your listening to the Seeds of Truth. Your speaker is Robert Swain. You remember just before the ascension of Christ into the Father, He met with His disciples and charged them, saying, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel," Mark 16 and 15. So they were to preach the word of Christ to all the world, that is to every creature, to all who would hear them. That same message is available to each of us today to proclaim to the world around us. Paul told the Ephesian brethren, speaking the truth in love, Ephesians 4:15, we must preach or speak the truth. Jesus stated in John 17:17, sanctify them in the truth, thy word is truth. And again in John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There can be no doubt that there are many false teachers in the world about us. The inspired writers warned us of this. Listen to them. But there arose false prophets also among the people, as among you also there shall be false teachers, and shall privately bring in destructive heresies, 2 Peter 2:1. And again, take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit hath made you bishops, to feed the church of the Lord, which He purchased with His own blood. I know that after my departing, grievous wolves shall enter in among you, and not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after them. Acts 20:28-30. Now these two passages could be multiplied over and over by like warnings that there are many false teachers in the religious world, and none can successfully deny. Just look around you. The religious world is filled with preachers who preach conflicting and contrary doctrines, many interested in your money, continually begging you to send God your money. They then turn around and give you their address. Often the Church of Christ is rebuked for condemning the errors in the religious world. No doubt some in this listening audience have taken exception to some of the things which I might have said. As the result of this, we hear the plea, why don't you just preach the truth and leave others alone? Why must you speak of what others believe and practice? Just preach the truth and leave others alone. But I ask you very candidly, is it possible to preach the truth of God's Word and leave others alone? Do you mean to say that I can preach truth and yet never disturb anyone? Don't leave me now. Let's reason together, thus saith the Lord. Let me ask a simple question. Is it possible for me to preach the truth and yet leave others alone? Let's notice a few Bible themes or teachings. As we notice them, ask yourself the question, can these themes or doctrines be taught without someone being offended? In Hebrews 11:6 we read, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to Him must believe, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek after Him. Again in Ephesians 4:6, the scripture says, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in you all. Now these two passages affirm that there is a God, that there is one God. Can I preach that without offending someone? There are those who deny the existence of God. The infidel says, there's no God. Am I to teach that there is one God? If so, I take the chance of offending the infidel who denies that fact. In John 3:16 we read, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Again, Matthew 3:17, and lo, a voice out of heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Now these two verses teach that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And there are many other verses that teach the same thing. Yet,